All right, so today we're gonna get into something that seems pretty basic, right? I mean, we all use them every day, vowel sounds, but stick with us. This is a deep dive, and today it's all about the intricacies of vowel sounds in American English and how they really shape the way we speak. And we're so lucky to be joined by a real expert in phonetics who's gonna walk us through some,
Thanks for having me.
oh, absolutely, some really fascinating insights from this video lesson we both watched.
Yeah, it was a great lesson.
Yeah, so let's just get right to it.
Let's do it.
What is a vowel sound?
So a vowel sound is, well, the easiest way to think about it is that it's a sound you make without blocking the airflow from your lungs. So unlike consonants,
Oh, okay.
where your tongue or your teeth or your lips are getting in the way,
Right.
vowels are all about that free flow of air.
Like an open highway for your breath.
Exactly, yeah.
I like that. Okay, so this video lesson we watched, it breaks down all these key vowel sounds, and there are a lot, like more than I realized.
There are.
So, how do we even start? Where do we jump in on this vowel journey?
Well, let's start with one of the purest vowel sounds in American English, the E as in B.
Oh yeah, the E. That's like so
Yeah.
clear.
Yeah.
It just resonates.
And there's a reason for that. It's because to make this sound, your tongue is high and forward in your mouth, and your lips are nice and relaxed. And that just creates this really open, resonant sound.
Okay, so it's all about the tongue position
Yeah.
and those relaxed lips. Wow. So okay, E as in B. Now, what about something like ooh, like in blue? It just feels different.
Absolutely. So the ooh in blue is actually what we call a diphthong.
A diphthong.
Yeah. And a diphthong just means that your tongue actually moves while you're making the sound.
No,
It
interesting.
starts in a lower position and then it glides upwards.
Right.
And that's what gives it that longer, rounder sound than a pure vowel sound.
Oh, okay. So it's like a little journey for your tongue, not just one position.
Exactly.
Okay. Ooh, as in blue. Got it. What about you? Like in put? That's totally different again.
Right. So the U in put is, it's shorter and it's more contained, right?
Yeah.
And your tongue is higher and further back for this one, and your lips are just slightly rounded.
So your mouth is doing less work almost.
In a way, yeah, it's a more relaxed sound. You'll also hear it in words like push, book, even wolf.
Oh, wolf. Yeah, that's a good one. Okay, I'm starting to see how all these subtle movements, really make a difference. What about that I sound, like in it?
Ah, yes, the I sound. So this one's made with your tongue high and forward, kind of like the E sound,
Ugh.
but your lips are spread a bit wider, so it's a very bright, energetic sound.
It, English, image.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay, I can feel it.
You got it.
I can feel my lips spreading when I make that sound. Okay, so we've got E, we've got O, we've got U, we've got I. What other vowel adventures await us?
Okay, well, let's move on to a sound that you might not even realize you're making all the time. The schwa, the as in a go.
A go, above person.
Yeah, exactly.
It's almost like a default sound,
It
right?
is. It's often unstressed, very neutral, almost blends into the background.
Right.
But it's incredibly common and it plays a huge role in the rhythm of American English.
It's like the quiet workhorse
Yeah.
of vowels, just
Yeah.
holding everything together.
Absolutely.
Okay, so the schwa, now the video lesson also mentioned something called rolled vowels, which sounded interesting.
Yeah, rolled vowels. That's kind of a casual term for what we technically call diphthongs.
Diphthongs,
And we already talked about one, the oo sound,
right, the ooh.
blue. Remember how your tongue glides?
Yeah, the journey.
It's the same idea.
Okay.
So it's like a two-part vowel with that shift in tongue position.
Okay. So like, or as in sport, is that a diphthong too?
Yes. For or, your tongue starts low and back and then moves towards the center of your mouth. So you'll hear this in for, orange, sword.
Yeah, sword. Okay. Or, yeah, I can feel it. I can feel my tongue doing like a little dance in my mouth.
Right.
It's amazing. Like, we don't even think about this stuff, but there's so much going on.
Exactly. And it just highlights how complex language is, even at its most basic level.
Right. Okay, so or. What other rolled vowels or diphthongs are out there?
Another one is the as in first.
First, girl, learn.
Yes, exactly. And it does feel like it rolls off the tongue, right?
It does.
And that's because your tongue starts low and then moves upward and forward. And you'll hear this sound in words like purr and word as well.
Okay,
Got it.
That's another diphthong. All right. What other vowels are we decoding today?
Okay, so let's move on to a short and sweet vowel, the sound as in us.
Us, but come. It's short, it's punchy, mm-hmm. and I use it all the time.
Yes, it's another workhorse vowel. It appears in so many words. And notice how for this one, your tongue is in a really relaxed, neutral position.
Okay.
Not too high or low, not too forward or back. You'll hear it in Young and Flood as well.
It's funny how this, like in us, is so different from the, we talked about earlier, like the schwa in the go, even though they're both like spelled with the U.
Yeah, that's the thing about English spelling. It's not always straightforward, but that's a whole other deep dive.
We'll save that for another day.
Yeah.
So many deep dives ahead of us. Okay, so as in us, got it. What else? What else is there on our vowel list?
We have two more American English vowels to cover, the A as in on and the A as in cat.
Oh, okay. So two different A sounds. How do those work?
So the A in on is made with your tongue lower and further back in your mouth, and that makes it a more open resonant sound. So think off, all, cause, saw.
Oi.
Now, the A in cat is different. Your tongue's a little bit higher and more forward, and that creates a brighter, more energetic sound. So bat, half, man, laugh.
Wow, I'm starting to pay attention to how I'm moving my tongue when I make these sounds. It's really amazing.
It is, and that awareness is what makes this deep dive so valuable.
Yeah.
By understanding the mechanics of vowel sounds, you become more attuned to the nuances of language.
Totally, totally. Okay, so we've covered a lot of vowels. Right. Is it one more?
One last vowel sound, yes. The R, as in car.
Oh, yes, the classic R.
The classic American R. It's another diphthong. Your tongue starts low and back and glides upward.
Okay.
And it's a sound that often stands out to people who are learning American English.
Yeah.
You'll hear it in park, art, part, and far.
Park, art. Yeah. Okay. That's, yeah. I can see why that one would stand out. Wow. I can't believe how many vowels we just went through. And to think that we do this all the time without even thinking about it.
It is amazing. It really is a testament to the power of the human vocal tract and the intricate system of sounds that we've developed to communicate.
Yeah, it's incredible. And, you know, thinking about it, like, this deep dive is really just, it's just scratching the surface, right?
Absolutely. I mean, if you start paying attention to dialects and accents, you'll discover a whole world of variations in how these vowels are pronounced.
Wow. I'm going to be listening to everybody's vowels now.
Yeah, you'll start to hear it everywhere.
Like I've never heard them before.
Yeah.
This is great. Well, thank you so much for walking us through all of these sounds and for this deep dive into American English vowels.
It was my pleasure. It's always so fun to explore the intricacies of language.
Absolutely. And to all of our listeners out there, keep those ears and tongues tuned in.
Yeah, keep practicing.
Happy pronouncing.
Bye.
Bye.